Okay, so we have a pretty simple scenario of a girl who ingested diazepam, a benzodiazepine. This is going to suppress the respiratory rate. You can see it's 8 in this question. Normal respiratory rate is about 12 to 16 per minute. So this is going to cause an increased PCO2 and a decreased pH. This is an acute respiratory acidosis. So far, not complicated. But where some students get tripped up is that because this is an acute scenario, bicarb will not have time to change. So bicarb will simply be normal here. Okay. So we have decreased pH, increased CO2, no change for bicarbonate. It'll take about 12 to 24 hours for bicarb to change. And yes, it would go up. Okay. To compensate. If we were to see an increased bicarb in the setting of increased CO2, that would mean we have a chronic respiratory acidosis. That's what we'd expect for obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, someone with an increased BMI who has sleep apnea. They'd be a chronic CO2 retainer and in turn would have an elevated bicarbonate. We could also expect that in COPD. They're also chronic CO2 retainers and they would have elevated bicarbonate. But no, in this patient, bicarb would not be elevated. It would be no change. This is acute respiratory acidosis, and that's your small take-home point here is just you need time for the bicarb to change, about 12 to 24 hours. Okay, that's it.